uplifter. Okay. Last week, we were talking about Shmona Kokum. I suggested something, okay? And I think it's very correct, okay? And I want to explain to you also how Hilchos Deos works out, okay? And we'll see how we get through the thing, okay? So now, what I suggested is that Shmona Kokum is the Hilchos with Fuas and Nefesh, and with Fuas and Nefesh are about my personal Shlemus, okay? Which of Lachta Bedrocha. The last two Kokim in the Rambam is talking about Tikkun Cheves Ha'olam, which is not necessarily my problems of the Fuas and Nefesh, but it's a question of society getting together and all those other things. Okay. Now, interesting. Here we go now, like this. Lam Shmona Kokum. Perek Dalet. V'zeh sh'atero omnam osro ma she'osro בציבסו, מה שציבסו, מזוי סציבו, וצוין לא ימי, כשנחיק מן הקוצר פועכות, יויסר על צער ההלגו. The Torah is trying to give us midas. שאיסו המחרוס אסורויס, כולם, ואיסו הביויס או אסורויס, והזהורו מן הקדשו, בחיוב כסוב וקדושן, עם כל זה לא יסיעה Muteres Tomid, El Teosim Itis Anida, Valeda, Vimze, Sigu Chachomenu Lemaid Hatashmish, Vizil Mize, Kamoshi Biano, Misanhedge, Hine Zekuloi Omnom, Chivu Hashem, Kedei Shenachik Minakotzara, Merchak Rav, Venetim in Amitsua, El Kotze, Heder Hargosha, Bahano Maat, okay, Kritikba Minafshenu. Tchunas Aprishus. This is Tchunas Aprishus. Okay? Next, V'chule. I just wanted to give you an example of one. This is now the important thing. U'b'zeh ha'b'china bochan lev ha'mitzis v'timseno kulon margilois k'ichas ha'nefesh. Okay? So lev ha'mitzis margilois k'ichas ha'nefesh, and that's the pshat in Hilchos Deos. They should all be Hilchos Deos. Rav Mitzvah Torah, correct? Correct? Is that a reasonable assumption? K'moi she'ne'esar ha'nekomo u'gulas hadam bi'omroi le'sikom v'le'sito azev tazev hokein tokim k'dei she'yechlash k'ich ha'kina v'haka'as. He makes this not an issue of tikkun cheves ha'odom, but a poshut midas, and that's why it's not the leisiko v'leisito is not the midah itself, but it's a halchoka for midas like leiv mitzvah Torah, and then oibazay it has nothing whatsoever to do with Hilchos Deos. The Rambam Mishneh Torah made a major case. And what he did was, he said that I'm going to expand Deis into Tikkun Cheves B'nai Odom, as the Rambam says clearly in Moreh Nevuchim. And once you do that, then you conclude Leisikon Leisito. I want to show you more than this, okay? More than this. And this is absolutely amazing, okay? So we talked about, if you go through, is there, I don't know if there's Mada there at the bottom there, in the second, first one, I don't know, or it's in the living room, whatever. Is there Mada there? So if you want, you can get one, or whatever it is, or I'll wait till I can get one. You want whatever it is, I can wait a second, I'm going to get it. You'll get it? Okay. I'll just say one thing, okay. So this, we're going to try to set up all the, I'm going to try to explain to you how Perek Vav and Perek Zayin work, okay? And that was the major breakthrough in the Rambam, right? That what happened, that Leisikom Leisito ended up in Tikkun Cheves Adam, and it's not a hachoka for Midas, but it's obedient to the Midas, and the Rambam made that discovery in the Shoshim already. Okay? And that's why he puts Leisikom Leisito and Midas. Okay? That, I mean, well, no, that's, you know, when I suggested, the truth is, I suggested Shmona Prokim last week with trepidation, but the truth is, it's extremely, extremely important. Okay. So, it goes like this, okay? Now,
well, I'm sorry, what do you mean B'chal Midas? B'chal Midas is, it's not what?
It's not Volachta B'drochov, but there's an expanded definition of deis. It's called deis, okay? It's called deis, and the expanded definition of deis in the expanded definition of deis includes tikkun cheves adam, and that the Rambam discovered here in the Shoshim. That's the amazing thing. Now, let me show you. I want to show you how Chayach Techich. I want to show you the whole scoop. Okay. Now, I had a little difficulty, but I think I can get through them all now. Okay. At the beginning of Perek Shishi, he's talking about Derech Biyosa Shel Adam Lios Nimshach B'Deis. That still goes back to the Hilchos Deis of Perek Hay and Perek after Perek Hay. Okay. Then he throws in, I can't explain to you why, Boy Sidbuk, because she did become a little Mamaseim. It ends up in the same thing in a different way, but I don't know Nim Maseim. It doesn't say clearly that the purpose is to learn Midas, okay? And it really is not. The Boy Sidbuk is to be Dervik with them. It could be the purpose is to learn Midas, okay? But he doesn't tell you exactly what's happening, okay? Now, that was Gimel. Now, Dalit. Mitzasei, I'll call Odom Lahov call Echod V'Echod Yisrael to Gufay. Shem V'After Ach Kamoichem. That's Tikkun Cheves Odom. Okay, Bnei Odom, and that's Avo, and that's the Rambam over here in Shoyes Chi. Halacha Dalet, Avos Ager. That's also B'Seder, correct? That's a separate mitzvah. V'After Mes Ager. Okay. Halacha Hey. Sino is the opposite midah of ahavo, okay? And we'll see later that it could be the Rambam is referencing also over here in the Shosh, right here. And we'll see about it. Maybe we'll get to it, okay? Next. Now, I said to myself, Hochertich wasn't doing anything. Okay? So it's an amazing thing. Hochertich Samisecho, the way he presents it in Mishneh Torah, okay? The Ram didn't put Hochertich Samisecho in this list over here, correct? And the way he presents Hochertich Samisecho in Sefer Mitzvahs, is, let me just take that, yeah, one second, do me a favor, what mitzvah is that? It's probably mitzvah say reish, something, one second. Okay. Now he has like this. Reish hey, reish vav is lav ze, reish zayin is lav zageri. Okay. Reish hey, hatzivu ish nitztavinu limchais beisei avero, over Misha Zemim Lasaisa. It's something to do with Reise Avera. Ula Asira Akach, Bedvorim Elo Chichoy. Bedvorim. Ve'en Odom, Mimeno Rashoy Loima, An Iloy Echte, Vloy Echte, Zulasi Zenyono Im Eloko. Zen Negrator. El Onu Mitzuvim Shaloy Navo, Vloy Nanich, Zulosenu, Miumosenu Laavo. ומי שזוהים הם לא עבור חייבה הכל הם להוכיחו למונו אוקיי? בסדר? So clearly that has nothing to do with Ava and sin nothing to do with anything. Correct? Now, listen to how he does it. And this I was amazed by. Look how he does it in Hilchos Deis. Oleh, כשיחדה הלוך עבור, כשיחדה איש, Liish, lo yistemenu v'yishtoy. It's a personal affront. It's right after the love of sinna. He basically is expressing. He feels in his heart that he was he was embarrassed or something happened to you. Okay, and he feels a certain twinge of sinna in his heart. Okay. Kmo shenema rishoyim lodiva avsholom im amnom lemeiravi atayv kisone avsholom es amnoi. Ochech tochiach is an expression of the midah of sinner, and this midah, the tchunas cheves odom, and push it into society. Tikun cheves bnei odom. You have to mechiach them if they did something, a personal affront. Okay, you see how he did it? Mamish, the whole switch. Ela mitzvah olav lo idia v'loim aloi lomo sisili kach v'kach v'lomo chotosili b'dov v'kloni sh'nem v'chir t'chizmech v'imchoza v'bikesh men olimcho lo itzor limcho v'loich. Then the second thing v'loich havei roi shechota oi shehu hoilich b'derech lo itaiva mitzlach zil v'mutov lo idia shuchete al atzmoi v'mais v'roim sh'nemo. That's the second chunk. Right? So it's mamish, a whole different expression in Sefer Mitzvos. Okay? And interesting. One second. Interesting. Yes, I think I have the Rosh again. One second. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I just had the lashon here, I just had to find it, I'm sorry that I didn't prepare it here for you. I think that the Ram says in Shmona Prokim, when he talks about Ochech Tochech Zamisecho, it's to bring in the Rav Mitzvahs to give you the Midah, it's in order to break the Midah by Shonus. Okay? So this is exactly what you expect Ochech Tochech Zamisecho. And that's why in Sefer Mitzvahs, which is would be, he didn't change his mind about that. It's nothing to do with Sefer Mitzvahs. But in Mishneh Torah, it went to Hilchos Deis. Okay? Just want to show you how this works. Okay? Continuing. So this is Mamash, beautiful. In Ram, it's Mamash, it's like Ramash. Like, I didn't say anything. You know, the difference in the Seder and Sefer Mitzvahs, Mishneh Torah is amazing, correct? Okay. Now. Mi shechoto lo, now listen to halacha tes. Mi shechoto lo av chaveiro, v'lo yrotz lo chicha, v'lo ydi b'lo yimurumo, v'bnei shuhu hach, shohoy achoy te'edit b'yoseh. There's no hakpoda. Oh, she hoist the taita meshubeshes. He has mental issues. He's, umocha loy beliboy, loy sotmoy. There's no midas over here. Loy echicha harizem midas chasidus. Loy pida teira ela mistomo. But the hot potter from the teira is on this mistomo. This feeling. Exactly what you would expect. Okay, good. Say it. Now, here, I don't get this exactly. I could have imagined anything, okay? But the amazing thing, Ilama puts in Halacha Yud. Chai vodem rizoya b'yisoy ma'amon, es minesha nafshak shmela, lema'oid, v'rucha namucha, afo p'yishen ba'ali momen. Then it goes on and on, okay? V'lo yachiv gufo me'ba'avoida, v'yochus ha'amoinam, yesim me'mon atzmoy, So I would have said this is a pool or something like that, and you get the impression in the Seder that it's something to do with Tikkun Cheves Adam. So I can't tell you anything about this, but this is what he has here, okay? Now, so I said to myself, Lashon Hora up a brick wall, okay? Because the Rama puts Lechilus in Lashon Hara. At least we'll have to see about the translation and everything. But in the plain translation over here of Lechilus, he puts it in the Lavim of Amira. And it somehow got the Hilchus Deis. Okay? So I want to show you something. Okay? Listen to this. So he talks about Hamuragu b'chaveiro, and he talks about about the chilus and lashon hara. Correct, the beginning of Perek Zayin. Correct. V'yeshom dvorim halacha dalet shehin avak lashon hara. This is very important. Avak lashon hara. This is not the deraisa, correct? Anything mentioned under here further in the perek is not a deraisa, correct? It's not the law, correct? Ketzad. And he says one case. Then he says, and it's another case. V'chein. I'm interested in the V'chein. V'chein. Hamasapa b'loshim hara derech tzchoik. V'derech derech kalas roish kloima. She'eino medaber besino. The question is if you could take the sinner out of Lashon Hara. It's only Avak Lashon Hara. So it means Avak Lashon Hara and Chefsa is Midas. Tikkun Cheves Adam. Not the way he presents it over here. Okay? That was a change. Not what he said. He says, Kloima, She'eno Medabe Besina. Hu She'shloima Oime, Kimis Santea, Ayure, Zikim, Chitzim, Kain Ish. So this all because sinner is part of it, okay? So that's sinner. Then he goes to Noikim and Noita. And now we're okay. And that's all the love. It's Mamish Gevaldik, okay? So that's what I was trying to tell you last week. That, I think, is 100% Beseder. Okay? Next. Now. Now, next. Just interesting. The Seder of the Mitzvahs in the Lavim in Sefer Mitzvahs. Shin Aleph, Loisa says Shin Aleph. Shulalogagil, Shinem Loisel Chlochel Bamecho. Shin Beis, Shlolisnoi Belev, Shinem Loisisa, Sisnes Ochicha Belvavecho. Shin Gimel. Shelo lehalbin pnei Adam mi Yisrael. Shenema lechech techich zamisecha. Vleisisa olov chay. Okay. So definitely vleisisa olov chay. However you're going to say in Minyan Mitzvahs that it's basically Averis, but it's also on a person who's chaytet to you, but the leisisa of chet is only the case of sinim. And this is together with that. Shin dalid leisikom leisito. Shin dalid shin he. So it all goes together. The interesting thing and the question is, if shlolugagil is also under this, so why did he put lolugagil? You know, if you already had this seder in Minyan HaMitzvahs, why did he include Loshen Hara? Maybe that's not the pshat over here, because the shaila about the gears of the text, okay? The shaila about the text is the following. Maybe I'll deal with this now, since we're there. Okay, you see. Excuse me? It's like this. There's a shaila about the translation. Open up. What does it say? It says, "Viziru me'eze amira kagon mashiyisinu u'chilus v'loshen hora." Okay, u'chilus v'loshen hora. That's the amira. Okay. The problem is. The problem is that the question is, what's the translation? What's the proper translation over here? So I think he does also, okay? Kapach also translates it, okay? But if you look in the Tshuvos, in the Sefer from the Tshuvos from Rabbi Yeshua Nogid, the Lama's great grandson, he says that it's Eid Shekin. He translates this Arabic word. The Arabic word here, second old everything. I'll tell you what the word is. Here it is. Yeah, it's this Al-Giba. Okay? I don't know. I have no clue. You understand? He translates what he does. Okay? Okay? So. Okay? So if you take Rabbi Shua Nogid, the whole, he may not be mentioned with Chilas and Lashon Hora Bechlal, and there's no problem, and everything is Beseder. Okay? Interesting is, I discussed this with Rav Korach, okay? And he told me, even though he translated as Chilas and Lashon Hora, I asked him, what's the exact translation? What's the Pirush Miluli over here? See, he told me that it's basically Halshona v'Hashmotza. To defame, to slander, okay? Okay. To add to that, there's something more over here, okay? He uses this word also in Pirush Mishnayos. And this, I think, is the important thing, okay? He uses this word in Pirush Mishnayos and Ovos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tezayin, okay? So we discussed this about the Dibo HaNeser, Rotsu, whatever it is, okay? Now let me just read to you. Dibo HaNeser. Umushorim Olov. Go in Eilisheka. Vakizev, Vakozov. Sheker. Urchilus. And in the Machon, I think in one of the Piyushim, I think it's the Machon Amor, Va'alilus Dvorim Uklolus. There's Rechilus, Alilus Dvorim, and Rechilus. And he says, Psuki Ateo Yoru Alze Achelet, Ubuchol Navlus Apeh, Veloshin Hora. Okay? So Bekitze is, and in the Makor, the Arabic Makor, is not the Loshin Hora. And not the Rechilus, because Rechilus and Lashon are a separate thing. This is something like Alilus Devorim, this is Hashmotza. Okay? So it's very clear that this translation over here is I mean, the Rambam, the way he used the Kirish Mishnah is L'chayra. I mean, I couldn't believe, you know, I got, you know, L'chayra is the improper translation. So then the problem is not a problem. The problem is only is what is Al-Giba. Because L'chayra, even the Rambam's great grandson, is a problem, because the Rambam mentions Eid Sheker and he mentions Al-Giba, so it's something else. Okay? So I would have said that maybe it's Motzi Shemra. Okay? And I have a problem with Motzi Shemra. Okay? And the problem is, wherever the Rambam talks about Motzi Shemra in Sefer Mitzvahs, and that I found, he uses the original Hebrew, doesn't talk about the Arabic. So, but the question is, he's talking about something, he says clearly, the Psukei HaTorah Moreh Lov, so maybe he means Motzi Shemra. Now you gain something from this, okay? Because there's another problem over here. Another problem. The other problem is like this. If you recall, when something is bichlal, it's not the ikalav, correct? And it's kilu to drosha, it's something else, and it's not the ikalav. So the question is, could you imagine if what I'm saying is correct about the bichlal, and the Rambam's use of bichlal, and that's why he said, when he talked about agudas agudas, he said it's bichlal, because basically only drosha, remember the lav from Seret, okay? Could you imagine that the Rambam over here, when he gives his examples of those things that the Torah is mitzaveh and mazir and amira, and say something which is only b'chlal? B'chlal don't make no sense, correct? So there's another strike against Lashon Hara and Rechil. Let's say that. You see, Lamosho in Mitzvah Loisa said Shin Aleph. Okay? I just tell them it's an amazing puzzle. You know, there's a lot of other things. I'm not going to get to them, okay? But they're just Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph. Okay, Shin Aleph. The lav, he doesn't mention Lashon Hara at all. He mentions the chilus, and he mentions b'chlal av zeh motzi shem ra. Then, I think the lab of Loisisa Shema Shov. Just one second. The lab of Loisisa Shema Shov, at the end of it, well, I'll tell you what he says. Mm. also chuvas of Yeshua Nogid. This is like this goes a sheila. Oma beklal chi ze algiba. Mahi algiba. Chuva he ate the sheka. Vishal halish vishal is guru. Okay. Now, Eidah Sheker, that's okay. Because Eidah Sheker is allowed in the Reish Peh. See, if it's Eidah Sheker, he's right. Even though it's a working period, which is nice, he's okay. Because the love in the Torah, Reish Peh, he says, heal me, Oid Eidah Sheker. Vuoma Yisala, Lysana Berecha, Eid Sheker. Vanichbal Vizib, Lashan Acher, Eid Shov. Vuoiva Lavzik, Vagoza Torah, Vuchule, Vuchule. The problem is, also he has Lashon Hara in Sefer Mitzvos on the Losisa Shema Shov, but it's only Bechlau. So there's a problem of counting Moti Shemra and Lashon Hara, because it's only Bechlau into the Sefer Mitzvahs. And therefore, into the Sefer Mitzvahs, it would be good to say that it's Eid Sheker, because there's a Shalav. Okay? On the other hand, in the Pirush Mishnayis, it's Mashim Al Giba is something else. So, that's the problem, okay? But to say that the Rambam is a problem of that they were talking about Lashon Hara and Chilus over here, and that's the Pshat the Sheirish, and it's like a kasha, you know, how he deals with the Midas, or is it a problem? Is he dealing with the Midas? I'm not sure how bad that is. Okay? Now, next. Now, here, is something else. This Trish Zadam, okay, I just want to make a long story short, okay. This Trish Zadam, isn't it interesting that you found this Trish Zadam also in Shmona Prokim together with Leisika and Leisito? And Trish Zadam, he has it there also. But there it's because of Kas. The question is, what is this Trish Zadam? Okay? And what Ashor are we talking about? Because if you're talking about, right, well, which Ashor are we talking about? See here, there is a question that the mitzvah of Goyel Adam, but it's only after Gmar Din. It could be that there's no Chiyuv Misa, he has like this. There's a lav loisus hareish sadi beis. Shelo larg mochiv hariga kodem shama bedin. Shneemu lo yomus harotzeich ad omde lefnei haroedah. The question whether it's on all chayvim mitzvahs bezin, only rotzeach, is an issue. Mishnah Torah the way has the portei mitzvahs shalomus rotzeach kishiyutze kodem amida bedin. The question is, is this dafka alei degoil adam? Even if it is Aridei Goel Adam, even if you take the Netziv's position that before Gmar Din, There's no chiv misa. But the chayri isn't the isa the ariga. Correct? Not, it's a pula. So what I thought is, when I asked Rav Kapach, what's the proper translation of this Gulas Adam? Okay? So he told me that it's the way the Arabs look, and almost, you know, you're killing, the expression killing for revenge, okay? Or doing something for revenge, okay? So maybe the Ram is not referring to the lav of killing the Ritzeach or any Gmar before Gmar Din. It's an extension. It's an extension of it's part of Leisok Leisikom Leisito. Leisikom goes together Leisikom, and then he says Drish Adam Leisito and Leisikom and David Lidrish Dom. And the Rambam also in the Shmona Pokim puts it together. Okay? But the important thing, if that's correct, that the Rambam, and the, you might take that approach, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah, at least, where Mishnah Torah see, doesn't mention the Gemara in Yuma about that Leisikom is Dafkin moment. Okay? Well, there's a melech about it, this. Because what's happening over here, if it's Momoin putting Drishas Adam together with Leisikom, doesn't make any sense. And maybe Leisikom is this. It's also Midas. Anybody changed from Shmona Prokim, it was the Midas of Kas. And then in Mishnah Torah, he was talking about Tikkun Chavos Adam, this enmity that man has to his fellow man, the sin and the enmity, and that's what we're talking about. Okay? So that takes care of this. So now, b'tatzavino, b'amiris ezet vot. Okay? I'm just not going to do everything, because whatever we finish with Mitzvah next week, we're moving on. That's what I made up. That's Adkan. But it's umamish, it's mamish, a lot of Kloya Taylor. It's very interesting, correct? Ubamires, with Tisavenu Bamires, Ezet Vorim, Gomash Nistavinu, Lohides Loi. Okay. So Lohides Loi could be Mikubikurim. Okay. Could be CBC Smithraim. Okay. This way they interpret Lohides Loi, and I think Rav Kapach also does. In the other dish, the Shabbat Loi. But my impression is this is more accurate, okay? We're talking about Bikurim, CBC is Mitzrayim. Okay? Now, more than that, okay? I'm not sure if it's Kiddush, because it might be Divrei Shevach. And Kiddush is not Hidah. Okay? The same way I said Derech Agav, it's not Poshe according to the Rambam, but that you can be Yotze with Kiddush Deraisa with the Tefillah, because it's only a Bakosha. Kachena Mitzvah Sechel. There's no Divrei Shevach. There's Divrei Hidah. There's Divrei Shevach Shel Shabbos. Okay? Now, here we have it. Okay. Okay. Now, okay, the is like this. And the next thing, okay, he talks about tefillah l'spalo elov. Okay? So l'cheir, what it means is, the Ram is a deraisa, that tefillah requires amir. Okay? And l'cheir, the tefillah and the divrei haidah are two separate things. correct? Even though tefillah has in it a seder of shevach, bakosha, and hidor, the embassy is it could be that's only Mishneh Torah. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs never talks about that. And even if it is, after the mitzvah is not the hidor, the mitzvah is the tefillah, and that's the seder. There's an evid how he's mispalo, correct? The amazing thing is, I'll leave you with that, is that the Avavom Rambam in his discussion with Maaseh Nisim, they talk about Mitzvah Hallel. He says the Rambam also has a mitzvah of Hallel. Okay, he asks, you know, if there were Mitzvah Hallel, how is it Magadish? It couldn't be a mitzvah. You know, it does not bother by the Machayu Gegor. Okay, and then he says, and if you're going to insist that there is a Mitzvah Hallel, it's Tefillah, which is so counterintuitive, it's so amazing, you know. I'm just telling you, that's what he does. Okay? Okay. Ulis vadas alavoinis, so it means the mitzvah's vidui is dibur davka. And where the tshuva is part of it, the tshuva l'chayim is not part of it at all. It could be, it's a hakdoma, and you need it in order to mizvada, but the mitzvah is there. And it could be, lizvadis alavoinis, it could be this also vidui maisis. Also could be the same thing, okay? Lizvadis, okay? And this, and Lishav B'Sheker, you have to understand what it is. You have to ask yourself, you know, if you're talking about Eidah Sheker, or if you're talking about Abshvua Sheker, or in Bezna or something like that, I understand, okay? We talk about Ashvua's Bitui, okay? If you're talking about Shvua's Bitui, a Labor, and you tell me that the Maisa is the Maisa Avera, then you have a problem. If you're talking about Shvua's Bitui La'oval, so then it's a problem of Dibur. But you see, you have also a major thing. If you're going to say that the Rechilus or the Lashon Hara is the Dibur, the question is, what about the Chofetz Chaim's issue of Ksav? And is the Rambam taking a position about this? And what exactly is he talking about? Okay? As you asked me, well, I'm sorry about the delay. We're finishing at 9 o'clock, and this is it. Good morning.